News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The lack of green spaces in Dublin's inner city and cities across the world is disastrous for people's mental health, according to Anthony Freeman O'Brien from the Liberties Community Project. Good morning to you, Anthony.
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. This is something that people who don't live in the inner city won't even think about, but concrete doesn't make up for greenery, does it?
It doesn't, no. Makes up for very poor mental health.
Tell us about the impact it's having on the community.
So in general, it's sort of a historic problem in Dublin with green space. It's never really been something that's thought about by people in general in the city, not just the people who run the city, but the public in general. It's not something we have a much of a connection to, and the lack of green space exasperates that problem, but it exasperates people's poor health as well in the city, because we don't have as many natural buffers to emissions as we normally should, you know. There's not enough trees, there's not enough parks for people to spend their time. So that impacts not only mental health, but physical health as well.
We know that local authorities went off trees for a while because they thought the roots were going to trip people, and if they got rid of a tree, they wouldn't replace it with others. But that lack of greenery alone, that lack of natural shade in an urban environment, is important to keep places cool. But also, people like to see these things; they feel connected with nature. If they don't see that, it's bound to have an impact on them.
Exactly. There's vast studies into these things. There was a study done on the mortality rate across 1,000 cities in Europe, and they found every city put the greenery up to World Health Organization standards, that you prevent 40,000 deaths in each city a year because of the health benefits of that. But also the mental benefits are, if a school is located within a green space, you have much better educational outcomes than a school that's based in the city. So it's simple things like that have a real effect, you know. I'm just seeing it even within hospitals, if a window is facing a green space, they have better health outcomes than a window that's facing a car park.
Yeah. So you have beehives, because you have Freeman's Meadow on Watling Street, which is obviously a little bit of a green oasis. How healthy are the bees in that environment if there's not a huge amount of greenery and a lot of flowers for them to sustain themselves on?
I suppose that's what really opened me up to the need for green spaces, was being a beekeeper and noticing how little they have to forage in the area. The area I'm in is probably the lowest amount of green space in the country. So the bees have a 5K radius, so a lot of their foraging they'll do is in the Phoenix Park. But a very small amount of space to gather in the Liberties, or even the closer you get to sort of Trinity College and the centre of town, the deader the city becomes. So yeah. It's like a dead zone the closer you get to the centre.
I don't know how old you are, Anthony, but I think there's a lot less greenery now than there would have been in the 80s. I think that a lot of the green verges, even the sides, just got rid of them because they didn't want to cut them. And as a result, everybody kind of lost out on it.
Yeah. No, I didn't have a connection to green space when I was a kid. So I'm 43, so I grew up in the 80s and early 90s. When I was growing up, the city was a different place. So it's just vastly different than it is today. It was just wastelands and abandoned buildings a lot dominated the city. That was my connection to the outside, really, wastelands and stuff like that. We had a lot of freedom in them spaces where there wasn't, I suppose, like Budleia would have been the main plant that dominated the green spaces, but them spaces offered a lot of freedom for us as inner city children. We had the freedom to roam them spaces and no one really paid much attention. Whereas the kids now, they're growing up without free spaces, and green space would be the only space you could offer them freedom.
Yeah, well, so all those brownfield sites are being built on. Yeah, we know that. Anthony Freeman O'Brien from the Liberties Community Project. Thanks very much for joining us. Plenty of food for thought there, not just for the bees.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.